Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, very excited about today's exit interview because we are going to be talking to the latest player voted out and hit rapper Chris Noble here today on the podcast. Very excited to get into it with him. Last night, Steven and I thought, had a really strong know-it-all talking about everything from this really epic episode. I said it last night. I still believe it today. An all-timer in terms of merge episodes. I think we're going to remember this episode for quite some time because of the big confrontation between Chris and Dominic and how it all played out. So a really, really great episode of Survivor last night. So we've got a lot of fun podcasts coming up this week. Hannah Shapiro is going to be here in a couple hours to talk about everything from the episode. And then Nick Yadanza from Australian Survivor and our Australian Survivor wrap-up will be here in the United States of America and in the studio to talk about all that with me on our feedback show. So get your feedback questions in for Nick. It looks like we are blessed to have the Noble One here on the line with us. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Chris, are you there?
Rob,
yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Chris, I'm doing okay. I can't believe what I saw last night. It is a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Well, you know, I'm sorry you're bummed out. And, you know, it's unfortunate I didn't play that idol because, you know, a lot of people are upset. But you know what? It's this whole thing has been incredible, and it's an honor to talk to you.
All right. A pleasure to talk to you as well. You mentioned the idol, and I got to know, why not play the idol, Chris? You only had it for two tribal councils. Dominic is saying your name. He's playing his advantage. Why not play your advantage, your idol?
I don't play that idol because for me to win the game, I needed to get more out of it than just that tribal. And I had to have faith in all the work I put in for 22 days creating bonds and relationships to protect me from a possible blindside. Unfortunately, that was not the case, and I got blindsided. I knew Dom was going to vote for me, and Wendell, so that was not a surprise. I went in thinking that if Dom and Wendell, especially if he had an idol, if they both played idols, I was playing mine. If neither of them played anything, I was playing my idol. And it was really just a toss-up whether I was going to play it if Dom played, an advantage or an idol. So I took the risk because if I take that risk and I don't get voted out, I have that idol with the power of a vote finally next time around, and who knows what happens there.
Chris, talk to us about your understanding of Dominic and his idols and advantages and what you thought was real and what you thought was fake in his bag of tricks.
Okay, well, the guy's got many bags of tricks, and that's he's been amazing to watch on television, even being his rival. So I know he had a real idol because I read the paperwork. And yes, I believed that Shell was the real idol. But I think if the game went farther and that Shell became something where he pawned it to someone or me or something else, that could have been a bigger deal. But as far as I was concerned, and I, you know, to what everyone else only could believe, that was a real idol. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he had the real idol. That to me, it's sort of insignificant on that level. Like, he had the real idol. I read the paperwork and I did my best to tell people and whatnot. His plot to make it seem like I read tree mail obviously was outrageous. I don't think anyone's stupid enough to fall for that. So I just think he was digging himself into a hole. But if that's not the case, then I think people were just very naive, because that guy clearly is a great schemer, a liar. I mean, this guy is Tony, Boss, and Rob, and I don't know why I keep forgetting his name. But I mean, he's a lot of these great, strong players' qualities wrapped in one.
So talk to me about how betrayed you might have felt to have some of your allies like Sebastian not give you the heads up on this plan before they were in on it in voting you out last night.
Oh, I was definitely betrayed. Haven't had lunch yet. Yeah, I was definitely betrayed. Going back into my thoughts back, you know, in the heat of the moment and for a lot of my days on Ponderosa, I was definitely bitter at Sebastian and Donathan. I shared some close things with them and they shared close things with me. And, you know, that I guess that's the beauty of Survivor, but it's also the tough thing about the show, because apparently some close bonds get overpowered by the game. Sebastian and I are literally like brothers, and it will always be that way. So the Donathan thing's a little bit more raw because I didn't know that he was the first one to go to Dom and be like, let's get rid of this guy, like, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with that. But I'm still raw in the moment. I mean, I get over things pretty quickly, but you know, you're asking me, I'm not even 10 hours removed. Yeah. I'm bitter about that right now.
Yeah. What is the main reason? Because of the bond that you guys had talking about, your family?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I understood things that a lot of people would, cause I lived in Eastern Kentucky for a while and, we had a lot of connections with that. And I saw a lot of great attributes in him, courageous attributes, for what he was doing, out there on the show, leaving that zone he was in and being gay from that part of the country. Sometimes that, I mean, that's difficult to possibly overcome, because the views over there, are completely different than, places like New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was in awe of his courage for being out there, and we shared a lot of connections that I just couldn't, I don't think that he might have had with other people. So it does hurt, and it, you know, there's a lot of emotions. I'm raw with it right now.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'll get over it.
Yeah. Chris, talk to me about another potential betrayal in Wendell, who you seemed very friendly with throughout the entire show. He went to go vote for you and then did not just cast a vote against you, but also said that you need to stop rapping and your rhymes are bad.
Well, all I can tell you is, you know, really, one, I never bragged or boasted about being a rapper out there. People were asking about me. It's funny because Wendell had this like fascination about me day one, just kept asking me questions. And, you know, then it just got brought up that I was like, yeah, you know, I like to write like raps and poems and whatnot. And so I started doing it and everyone was getting a kick out of it. Everybody loved it, mm-hmm. except for him. And, you know, look, we were at battle, you know, sometimes, you know, the frustration and stuff can get the best of you, but you know, I was frustrated too. I got voted out.
Yeah.
And the way I handled it, was with class. I looked at Dom right in the eye. We gave each other hugs. I congratulated all of them on the victory. I mean, I was pissed, trust me, but mm-hmm. that's how you handle a situation like that. And the true sign of someone's character is not how you handle success, but how you handle failure and or defeat or tough times. And the way he handled that situation was not classy. And you know, there was anger behind it that I just don't know why so vicious on that. It just was uncalled for. I would never be angry and throw that kind of stuff at someone, period.
Chris, could this beef be settled in a rap battle between you and Wendell?
That would be great for TV and television. But I am not a guy that does rap battles and freestyles per se. I'm someone that likes to, ponder and write things and then go back to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that conversation that you had with Wendell and with Dominic on the beach, where they basically laid out a peace treaty with you, at least in the short term. Why not take that offer from them, even if you don't want to go along with it, just to get the target off your back for a little bit?
You're right. Why not? Well, I'll tell you why. By the time you're 22 days in and there is, you know, there's just been nothing but lies from Dom. There's been nothing but just sketchiness. And I just could not trust him. Mm-hmm. And I know Wendell was being a mediator. And look, I think the way it was edited and whatnot, I would probably believe that they did want to work with me for a vote or two. But the problem was, is Dom and I were so far past the point of no return that it just couldn't happen. And if I did take that, then I'm under their power. I'm their shield. No one's my shield. I get it, you know, mm-hmm. But then on their shield, I'm their little doll that they're manipulating. And that's just not how I roll. Mm-hmm. And if I took an alliance with them and then they then outed me at that tribal, I honestly would have felt way more like a fool than last night.
Going back to that tribal council that you missed because you went to Ghost Island, do you feel like that if you had been there for that vote where Morgan went home, that it would have been Dominic who went out at that vote?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. I think it'd be a lot more close than... I think it'd be a lot more close. It could have been either or. Mm-hmm. I think what would have been great is what wasn't shown is right before we left to go to that challenge on day 9, Angela and I were talking. I pulled her aside and I'm like, hey, if for some reason I go to Ghost Island, stick with the plan and blindside Dom. Mm-hmm. 'Cause she's the key. She's the key. Because if she goes with Malolo, then they have the numbers to do a split vote in case Dom does play the idol. Mm-hmm. And then they just take out one of the Navidis, whether it be Wendell or Morgan. I proposed Wendell because Wendell is way more of a threat than any of them. And from the reactions I gathered from Lolo, they were completely down. Angela's remark was like, you're not going to go to Ghost Island. I'm like, just in case. And then I ended up going to Ghost Island. But after watching, some of the confessionals and whatnot, you know, maybe that plan wasn't going to go, but I know, I have a gut that Malolo would have all rode together, all four. James and I had a really, really good, bond. And you can tell that James obviously had some influence on them because he made a great play and swung that Morgan vote. So I would have said it'd be 50-50, I go home or Dom.
All right, I got a couple of quick questions for you. I know you got a lot of interviews to get to today. The idol that you had when you went out of the game, do you get to hold on to that idol? Does it go back to JT? Does it go back to Ghost Island? Where is it?
Production took that sucker.
Okay.
They're like, Chris, we're sorry, but we're going to have to take this back. It was a rental.
Yeah. Okay. Would you consider taking another break from everything that you have going on to go back to Survivor at some point?
I would absolutely do it. Hopefully it's not a season that I get stuck with, you know, half a bottle of rice. Hopefully they give us big boys a little bit more food this time around.
Mm-hmm. Was that a big deal? Because it really hasn't been portrayed on the show as being too much of an issue.
That was a huge thing. I think, you know, it's definitely understated how the lack of food we have, completely understated. And, you know, and that's the tough thing because, you know, they have to put so much into, there's so much going on in a couple days and they have to fit it in an hour. It's almost impossible to get every direction. And the food was a big thing this season because, and they made a point of it in the beginning, like, look, like this is all you're getting. All right. And God, you have to split that between 10 people. all working with 10 different personalities and trying to figure out, well, this is how much rice we should do in a day because we don't know how long we have it for.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone can cause drama. You saw what was happening just when Navidi 3.0 with like Bradley and all them with the steak, how they got food and people were arguing.
Yeah. And then Chris, last thing real quick before you have to go, that the response to your newest rap video, which just dropped last night on the Ponderosa video, the response, did you have any idea that the response would be so beneficiary?
That rap video is going to be definitely beneficiary to me and my career going forward, whether it's as a personality,
it's going viral,
or character, whatever. Is it going viral?
Yeah.
Well, I can't complain about that. There's it's with everything going on over the last 10 hours, I haven't really, you know, I've just sort of been off social media and whatnot.
It's blowing up, Chris.
It's awesome. I'm happy to hear that it's blowing up. I'll send it over to my agent when I get the chance. Right now, I got to give you guys all the intel information, blah, blah, blah. But look, I'm happy. You know, I'm the kind of personality, and, you know, I actually read this last night, but, you know, Jeff Probst, one, he's an amazing guy in person.
Yes.
And it was an honor and humbling what he said about me. And I want to personally thank him for those remarks. And he sort of got it spot on, because I would have no problem debating this, or no problem agreeing with him. Like, look, I'm a big personality. There, people are going to love me or they're going to hate me.
No doubt. Okay, Chris, I know you got to go. Don't get me in trouble. I know you got to run. Thank you so much. All the best, buddy.
Thank you. Take it easy. Nice talking to you.
Take care. All right, everybody, there you have it. A lot there from Chris Noble. And I know we're like going over our time limit here, so you got to keep an eye on the clock with these exit interviews. But I know some interesting stuff there from Chris. The Donathan thing does seem very raw. He seems very surprised that Donathan would have turned his back on him. I think he felt like that they were closer. So good on Donathan, who it seems like he may have people eating out of his hand a little bit more than people realize. But the problem with that game, where if somebody is feeling like, oh, this guy, okay, let me have him under my wing, and he's so nice, and then when he votes against you, then that's a tougher betrayal to swallow than somebody that you didn't feel like was as nice of a person. So that's going to be interesting to watch moving forward. Also, Chris upset about the Wendell thing. You could tell also by that. And then also in terms of the real idol, fake idol business, that was something that we discussed on the Know-It-Alls. And I had said, I thought that Chris had said, oh, no, that's the shell necklace. I thought he was saying that was the fake idol. So he thought that was the real idol. So kudos to Steven and everybody that had that right on last night's tribal council. I thought that he had thought that was the fake idol and that he actually had the real idol in his bag. So Dominic's got a lot of stuff going on, and I've been a little bit hard on some of all of the extra steps, but so far it's all working. So kudos as well to Dominic. All right, so let's go ahead and switch gears and bring in a man who always has it working, except when it comes to math, that he is also a lyrical genius. Let's bring in the host of This Week in Survivor History, Jordan Kalish. Time for Twish with Kalish.
Yeah, the not so noble one.
Yes, yes. Here he is, ready to pick the mic back up after Chris has dropped it. And Jordan, how are you tonight?
Doing very well. I'm fired up that the Yankees and Red Sox got a little bit of a brawl after the Survivor episode. So
Yankees
needed
that. They were when your team is slumping so bad, you need to kickstart the juices.
Yeah, as a high school baseball coach, maybe I shouldn't be advocating for that, but I completely agree with you.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's bring in our guest today. And this woman is taking a break from the NHL playoffs to join us here tonight and talk about this week in Survivor history. Please welcome the great Lita Brillman. Lita, how are you?
I'm good. Yes, taking a break from watching my my Golden Knights pull ahead after watching the Penguins dunk on some Flyers tonight. So
yes,
all good moods all around.
Yes,
yeah, Lita, I've sort of adopted them. I mean, I'm a Rangers fan, but they're my playoff team just based on their Twitter account that I've been following all season.
Iconic.
Yes, yes. Well, now that you should be really pumped up now, Lita.
Yes, I'm so excited. East Coast, West Coast team dominating. And I'm gonna play some Twitch. What could be better?
Yes. Okay. All right. So we will get to the quiz in just a moment and see how much Lita knows about what happened, what went down on this week in Survivor history. Hey, Jordan, I bet like a year from now, we're going to have some good Chris Noble questions, right?
Oh, for sure. I think we're going to have a whole episode on Chris Noble questions.
Probably. All right. This week in Survivor History, the quiz is sponsored by our friends over at Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable mattress that you could ever dream of. America's most comfortable mattress for a cloud-like experience. Nectar believes in love at first night. For all those cynics out there, all the haters, you can have 365 nights to try out a Nectar mattress and discover that happily ever after. If you're not 100% happy and riding into the sunset, they will come and pick up the mattress for free and you'll get a full refund. Jordan, where could you go wrong?
You can't go wrong.
Yes, yes. The Nectar Sleep mattress is an 11 inches deep mattress. They utilize a 5-layer technology. No other mattress on the market has it. How can the other mattresses even compete? They can't. And because they don't like to share, they patented the most breathable, cooling, body contouring, medical grade, lush foam gel to bring you the most cloud-like comfort. And they've got a forever warranty on your mattress. And they mean forever till death do you part, just like Lita and Taryn podcasting together. You'll be with this mattress forever.
Yeah, if probably Dominic was sleeping on one tonight, so I didn't notice Chris left.
yeah, that's right. You'll wake up pain-free. Andre the Giant really could have used one of these. I watched a whole movie about him the other day. And memory foam will meet your body's contours for pressure point relief. And Nectar is an amazing mattress to sleep on. Nectar sleepers fall asleep 20% faster than people sleeping on other mattresses. So get $125 off and two free premium pillows with any mattress order and free delivery. That's at nectarsleep.com/RHAP. Get the best sleep you've ever had for every night of the rest of your life. And then some nectarsleep.com/RHAP and get $125 off and pillows. Okay, Jordan, let's get into the quiz. What are we looking at this week?
All right. Our category
is hotter right now, me or the New York Mets?
I would say you've won what, 2 weeks in a row. The Mets are 10-1. I would say actually the Mets are a little bit hotter than you.
Yeah,
but Rob,
much hotter.
It's April. It's too early to really care about records.
Okay.
I'm like Chrissy poo-pooing Ben's streak. It doesn't matter. It's April.
Okay. Please tell us the categories for this week in Survivor History, the quiz.
All right. So the four categories that we have today are Ghost Island Origins 1, Ghost Island Origins 2, Ty's Lies, and Aubreyisms.
Okay. Lita, you're the guest. You get to pick first.
Oh, God. I love Aubrey. I'll go with Aubreyisms.
Let me just say, I'm a little Aubrey intimidated this week. That I know for a fact that Lita really knows her stuff.
Oh, don't say that. This is going to be so embarrassing. Set up. I've been watching Survivor for a long time, but I feel like Jordan really knows how to get us here.
We get a lot of posers in here. Lita knows what she's doing.
Oh, that's nice. We'll see.
So let's see if you're right about that, Rob. So we're going to go to Aubreyisms. We're going to Survivor Co. Wrong. The episode's called It's a Psychological Warfare from April 13th, 2016, 2 years ago tomorrow. Twitch alumnus Aubrey Bracco made many comparisons and metaphors during her time on Survivor. At Tribal Council, what does Aubrey compare to getting fajitas in a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, my God. Do I get the multiple choice?
Yeah, so you can get the multiple choice. Rob will not be allowed to steal any points on this question, but you'll only be eligible to get 1 point. So would you like the multiple choice?
Yeah.
All right. So A, successfully pulling off a blindside. B, Scott pouring water on the fire. C, the excitement of winning the immunity challenge. D, trick question. Sydney actually makes this comparison.
Oh my God. I feel like it's gotta be, Aubrey seems like someone who would be very excited about fajitas. So I'm going to go with the blind side.
A blind side. So she was part of the blind side of Nick in the previous tribal council, but that is not correct. It was actually Scott pouring water on the fire, and I think she's referring to the noise that it makes. Like,
oh,
when you get
fingers, I could see that.
It makes that sizzle noise.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
It is.
Good job, Aubrey. Yeah.
Aubrey's good at these analogies. She doesn't just make them. She makes them good. So, yeah. And that's why we wanted her on Twitch last season. So it is 0-0. Leah, you are 0-1. Rob, it is your turn to choose your category.
Okay. I will go with Ghost Island Origins Volume 2.
Okay, Ghost Island Origins 2, and we're going to go to Survivor Micronesia, the episodes I'm in Such a Hot Pickle from April 10th, 2008, 10 years ago Tuesday. The individual immunity necklace, which has since evolved into Wendell's hidden immunity idol, made its Survivor debut in this merge episode of Micronesia. Who was the first player to possess the necklace?
I think I know, but I am not confident, but you know what? That fortune favors the bold. I'm going to say that it was, because you're just going to give me the choices anyway, but I opened the door for Lita to steal it. I'll say that Jason Sisko was the first to win it.
Jason Sisko. So there's been a lot of gut talk on this episode of Survivor. You went with your gut. And your gut tells you that you're getting 2 points. Yes, it is Jason Sisko. And the real key about this question, when he gives Eliza the effing stick, thinking that it's the real idol, he does this because he actually wins immunity himself. He would. Right. He said he was only going to give it to her if he won immunity, which he did. So you have 2 points. You have a 2-0 lead. Lita, definitely a score that you could come back from. It is your turn to choose a category.
All right, I'll go with Ghost Island Origins 1.
We're going to go to that same episode of Micronesia. Before Eliza actually sees the effing stick, which currently resides in Michael Yerger's pants, she thought she was going to idle Ozzy out that night. Who in Survivor history does she say this move will make her more hated than?
I'll go with the Rob strategy of just going with my gut. I feel like who could this be but Johnny Fairplay, so I'll say that.
Very good job. Johnny Fairplay is correct. You have tied the game 2-2. Yes, she says that she's going to be more hated than Fairplay, who I think still
impossible.
Is one of the greatest villains in Survivor history.
Maybe despite she started selling t-shirts.
His recent turnaround, yeah.
Yeah.
He should have sold t-shirts back then. Maybe more people would have bought them. Rob, so now it is the last question. We are going to go to the last category, which is Ty's Lies. We're going back to Survivor Koh Rang. After the Nick Blindside, in which Ty voted for Jason, who did he tell Scott and Jason that he had voted for?
Who did he tell them that he voted for? I'm going to give me the multiple choices.
All right. So was it A, Debbie, B, Joe, C, Aubrey, D, Nick?
Can you say it one more time?
A, Debbie, B, Joe, C, Aubrey, D, Nick.
And after which blindside was this?
This is coming back from the Nick blindside. So it's to start the next episode.
Okay. I'll say Debbie.
Debbie is correct. Rob, you get 1 point there. You have a 3-2 lead. Still no mathematical errors on my part, so that's always good news. Yeah, Debbie actually goes home in this episode, but if you remember the vote in the previous episode, Jason and Scott with Nick wanted to split the votes on Debbie and Aubrey in case one of them had played an idol, but the vote, of course, went for Nick. So Ty lied and said that he voted for Debbie. We are going to go now to our death match. Rob, you have a 3-2 lead. Lita, you're going to go first since Rob is in the lead. And here are the rules. We're not going to be playing right or wrong. We're going to be playing correct or incorrect. No, just kidding. We're going to tonight we found out that the merged tribe name of Survivor Ghost Island is La Vita. I don't think I'm going too far out on a James limb to say that it isn't very memorable. This is often the case for merged tribe names, hence this game. You will pick a random number between 1 and 6. I will give you a merged tribe name, and you will tell me what season it's from. If you are wrong, you will not answer anymore unless we get to a tiebreaker. There will be 4 answers given between the two of you before the tiebreaker. So, Lita, if you don't get this right, you're going to pick a number from 1 to 6. If you don't get this right, Rob actually wins the game. He'll maybe go a little bit extra for the people following at home. But
for the kids.
From 1 to 6. For the kids.
So sad.
FTK.
I feel like the reason I said oh no is because I feel like I have done this Sporkle quiz and not done well on it. So we'll see how much I remember. Do I pick the number first?
Yes, you pick the number.
Okay, I'll go with 1 so that we can remember.
Okay, 1. This is the Tikiano tribe.
I feel like this is one of those... I feel like it's recent because I feel like someone tweeted that it sounds like one of the shofar things. You know, when you like,
yeah, I know.
When you blow the shofar and there's those Hebrew words. Oh, God, I don't know. I'll go with maybe like... Game Changers?
Survivor Game Changers. So it looks like you're going to have to repent on Yom Kippur because you are incorrect. The answer is actually One World. So Rob, you win the game 3-2. Yeah, Tikiano's the One World. Really, you know, not such a great season, but whatever.
I think I was maybe thinking of Tavua.
Yeah,
which also sounds like one of those.
This is a hard game. Let me get one to at least to win on a on getting one right.
Okay, so which what number would you like? Okay. Anything but one.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna pick one. All right. How about number 2?
Number 2. This is the Dara tribe, or Dara, not Dara Johnson from Survivor Pearl Islands.
Okay. Yes. What was that? I feel like that was also recent, right? Was that Game Changers?
That is not Game Changers. This is a tough game. This is actually from Koh Rang. We just spoke about this episode. Yeah, that was the Merge Tribe and Survivor Koh Rang. So I think La Vida is going to be sort of in the vein of tribes such as Dara or Tikiano. And I know you've always said you don't love when the Merge Tribe name is sort of a combination of the other two tribes. And I don't love it either. It's not all that creative. But at least you remember what season it's from. So yeah, tough game. Rob, you win this week 3-2. Your hot streak continues. Lita, you did a really good job. You only lost by 1 point, and that's pretty good.
Thank you. I can always count on good old Johnny Fairplay to help me not embarrass myself.
Yes. Now, I will call the Merge Tribe Livlita just to commemorate you here on the quiz today. But Lita, we do have another special assignment for you that you can help us crown the winner of the listener that will have a chance to take me on in the This Week in Survivor History quiz. We asked our listeners all through the month of March and the first week of April if they left us a review on our iTunes page at robhaswebsite.com/iTunes, they would have the opportunity to take me on in the This Week in Survivor History quiz. They could have the wish fulfillment of living out the dream that you've experienced here tonight, Lita.
Twish fulfillment.
Twish fulfillment, that's right. And so it is time to make good on that promise. All right, Lita, so you will actually crown the winner tonight when you select a number between 1 and 48.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a humble brag about all your reviews.
Well, I don't even know if they all came in for people that we... This might be somebody that really didn't even know there was a contest going on. Okay. All right. So give us another
one. Were they all 5 stars?
Well, we'll see. I haven't scrolled through them. We just counted them.
Okay. Well, let's see. My favorite Survivor season is Token Sheens. So yes. We'll go with 18.
Okay. All right. Number 18.
That's Chai, another reference to Judaism here on This Week in Survivor History.
Oh, true.
All right. So congratulations to Well Aware One, who left us the review on iTunes, gold standard of podcasting, 5 stars. This is hands down the best coverage of Survivor/Big Brother around. Rob and his deep bench of sidekicks are insightful and entertaining. The RHAP podcast have gifted me with thousands of hours of entertainment over the years. Thank you, Well Aware One. Reach out to us either on Twitter, by email. get a hold of us and we will get you on here to take me on in the This Week in Survivor History quiz.
Wow.
What a promotion.
That's actually T-Dub's iTunes account name. So that's not, oh, I'm not sure if that's such a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, you can catch Lita Brillman across the RHAP network of podcasts. I listened to her most recently on Wednesday on the Big Brother Daily live feed update. Of course, you could hear her on the American Ninja Warrior recap. What else are you working on these days, Lita?
I also write recaps of Survivor and RuPaul's Drag Race for myentertainmentworld.ca, so you can check those out.
And can Americans read those as well?
Yes, you don't need to download a VPN to read my recaps.
I can turn my VPN off.
Yeah, you can do it
because I can read them right after I watch Big Brother Canada episodes.
Well, you don't have to turn your VPN off. Okay. It's not a requirement.
Okay, good, good.
But yeah, thank you for having. It's been such an honor to participate in the Make-A-Twish Foundation, my yes, favorite Lita. Charity.
Thank you for coming on, Lita. Any time, and you almost beat Rob. So that's again, high school baseball coach. When you lose, you gotta talk him up.
Yes. Okay. And of course, you could follow Lita on Twitter. She is at Lita Tweeted. Currently under the name Heroes versus Brillins. Well done.
Thank you.
I always admire your wordplay. Yes.
I like that a lot.
Yes. One of the best out there. And of course, you can follow Jordan Kalish. He is at Jordan Kalish on Twitter. All right. Take care, guys.
Have a good night.
All right, everybody. There you have it. This Week in Survivor History with Jordan Kalish. Thank you again to Lita. Okay. Next up, I have Hannah Shapiro coming into the studio. I'm very excited to talk with her. I thought we had a really great recap during Survivor 35. So always a lot of fun to get into everything with her. So we'll get to your questions as well that you're emailed or in our patron Facebook group, survivor@robiswebsite.com for that. And then we will get to our feedback show coming up over the weekend when Nick Yadanza will be here with me in person. Send your feedback questions in. robhaswebsite.com/voicemail 323-282-RHAP. Or of course, you can email those questions in as well. And a special thanks as well to our listeners who have been using our link for Amazon.com. We always appreciate it when you do your shopping through our affiliate link for Amazon.com. That's on the homepage of robhaswebsite.com, but Amazon.com/shop/RHAP. We get a small commission whenever you use that link to do your Amazon shopping for our store. We've got all of the Amazon DVDs. And if you end up going to anywhere else on Amazon from that link, we also get a commission from that purchase with no extra charge to you. Amazon.com/shop/RHAP or click the link on robiswebsite.com. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Dude, Chris!
That throw was great. That throw was great, Chris. That throw was great.
Dude, Chris!
That throw was great. That throw was great, Chris. That throw was great.
Oh no!
Fight, South. Seabass is about to strike out.
Cause I'm a savage
with no chill.
Flags race fast, it's like you stood still.
I've been rubbing shoulders on the block, but the tribe didn't know that I tossed the rock. I want those mother pastries. Dunk that Danish in the coffee.
That's looking tasty.
The whole tribe thought that Noble was a threat, bro. The whole tribe thought that Noble couldn't rap, yo. The whole tribe thought that Noble was a fast boat. Now I got him saying, damn, Noble, that's a rad throw. Now Donovan wants to wake up. We got a bond and you could take that to the bank like a Brinks truck. I'm a diamond in the rough, you see me glow. This ain't for salt and pepper, baby, but Chris Noble going...